Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1880, Rutherford B. Hayes visited Jacksonville, Oregon, an unprecedented tour of the West Coast. He stayed at the U.S. Hotel, owned by Madame Jean de Roboam Holt. Madame Holt came to town in the 1850s from France and became famous for her stylish hospitality. She and third husband George Holt were putting the final touches to the new hotel when the president's visit was announced. Madame Holt had previously run the old Franco-American Hotel in Jacksonville for years, so preparing for president didn't daunt her. She installed new carpets and furniture and prepared a delicious feast. The Jacksonville Brass Band played for the occasion, and Bank President Cornelius Beekman served as host to Hayes and his guests, who included his wife, Lucy Hayes, and Union Army General William T. Sherman. She billed President Hayes a goodly amount for his visit, saying presidents surely could pay more than ordinary citizens. Criticized by some for her love of wine, she brought dignity to the town and often fed the needy. Madame Holt outlived three husbands and is buried in the Jacksonville Cemetery. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.